With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is sounding cautiously optimistic about the prospects for a ceasefire with Iran. The president tells reporters on Air Force One he's pretty sure an agreement will be hammered out given the leadership change in Tehran.
The one regime was decimated, destroyed. They're all dead. The next regime is mostly dead. And the third regime, we're dealing with different people than anybody's dealt with before. It's a whole different group of people.
And the president describes that group of leaders as very reasonable. In the meantime, he is threatening to level Iran's energy infrastructure if its leaders fail to agree on a ceasefire soon. President Trump says he has no problem with a Russian oil tanker. It's off the coast of Cuba, delivering relief to the communist island, which has been the target of a U.S. oil blockade.
On Sunday, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One as he flew back to Washington, quote, "We have a tanker out there. We don't mind having somebody get a boatload because they need it. They have to survive." When asked if a New York Times report that the tanker would be allowed to reach Cuba was true, Mr. Trump said, quote, "I told them if a country wants to send some oil into Cuba right now, I have no problem, whether it's Russia or not." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In accordance with the president's executive order, tens of thousands of TSA officers could start getting paychecks as soon as today. They've been working without pay for more than a month during the partial government shutdown. Congress failed to resolve a Homeland Security budget impasse before heading out of town on a two-week break. The White House Borders Czar Tom Homan says that federal immigration officers deployed to assist TSA agents at the airports could remain in place until operations return to normal. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 337 points. This is SRN News. There's a new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, "Podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms." Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas. Those two states, along with Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri. SRN News. Historians are excited by another link in the Underground Railroad. It's been discovered in New York City, and now comes a fight to make sure it is preserved. Correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Historians hail it as the first intact Underground Railroad site found in New York in over 160 years, a secret passageway to help slaves escape under a drawer at the Merchants House Museum. Operations Director Emily Hill Wright says they knew it was there. They did not know the significance until
we learned something really important about Joseph Brewster, who's the man who built and designed this house. And what we learned is that he was an abolitionist.
The secret passage is under a built-in dresser drawer you remove and climb into.
The passage itself is about 2 foot square and extends down over 15 feet. There is a built-in ladder.
Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.